takes a little bit of time to load then. I think if you just click, it goes on to the
Okay, great. Can everybody hear me? Okay. First, thank you to APHA and the Maternal and Child Health section for allowing me to share information about our program today, and thank you all for showing up. The title of the presentation is Cross Systems Collaboration in a Community Developmental Screening Program, a Best Practices Model. Okay. And there's my contact information and a couple of website addresses if you need more information. Oh, you know what? You have to, it's not a click. It's okay. I'm doing it wrong. Okay, got it. And my disclosures, I have nothing to disclose. And what I'd first like to do is describe our program to you. Hopefully you'll get a sense of what it looks like and be able to visualize it. Then I'll go back and tell you a little bit about the background and history and how we got to where we are today. I have to warn you that I've got a lot of slides, so I'm going to go through them fairly quickly. But for those of you that are able to download the presentation, I did want to include as much information as possible, so maybe you can go back a little bit later and take a closer look at some of those slides. Just so that we're all on the same page, developmental screening refers to the identification and referral of children who have or are at risk for developmental delay or disability. And based on the results, the children are then referred for further evaluation to determine whether they can receive and become eligible to receive intervention services. I think we all know the importance of screening. An estimated 1 in 6 children have some type of developmental delay or problem, but only 20% to 30% of those children are identified before school begins. And the benefits of early intervention are enormous. Whoops. I'm going backwards. Okay, here we go. Our program is located in Hillsborough County, Florida, and for those of you that aren't familiar with Hillsborough County, we are in west central Florida on the Gulf of Mexico. It encompasses Tampa and the surrounding areas. The population is a little bit over 1 million, and you can see the demographic breakdown. We do have a fairly large Latino and rapidly growing Latino population. We screen almost 2,000 children per year, and the way we do that is through three different mechanisms: telephone screening, home-based screening, where we do home visits, and then we do site-based screening, where we have screening events throughout the county. And we're going to talk a little bit about more about this later, but it is managed by my agency, the Early Childhood Council. We have three dedicated staff who are bilingual. We're funded by our local taxing district. And one of our major partners is the school district. So how do kids get to our program? We have a widely distributed phone number in the community, so families who have a concern about their child call into the office. One of our staff will conduct a telephone questionnaire that takes about 10 to 20 minutes, and it's basically a checklist of age-appropriate developmental skills. And so based on what they find out in the screening, we may make a direct referral for evaluation. We're not going to hold up the process if it's clear that they're going to need evaluation. And that's about 60% of those calls. And then after that telephone screening, it's still not clear whether that child is at risk, we'll schedule further screening using a standardized tool either in the family's home or at a community site. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the site-based community screening. Highlights are that they're scheduled monthly. We've been identified as a best practice by Florida Department of Education. It's free to all families for children birth to age 5. And the estimated value of our screening is in a range from $800 to $1,000 per child. It takes 50 to 60 professionals to conduct each of these events. And we have signed memorandum of agreement from agencies who commit staff to participate in the events. We average 60 to 70 children each screening event that we have, and an average of 75% of the children who we screen are referred for evaluation and services. As far as site requirements, we try to schedule locations throughout the county so that every area of the county is represented at least 1 month throughout the year. And we most frequently use churches for a couple of reasons. One, because they have the kind of space and facilities that we need. And another is that they're available during the weekday when we schedule the screenings. We have 10 screening stations. We start with some physical screening with height and weight, lead screening, vision and hearing. Then we move into overall development, language articulation, social emotional screening. We have program applications that families can fill out right there at the screening, and then we have a community resource section. And this is one of those slides that you'd want to go back and take a look at, but it just provides a visual representation of how the stations are arranged and a little description about each one. And we actually provide these to this document to families before they come to the screening, so they know a little bit about what to expect. We have 15 facilitators. That's what we call folks that guide families throughout the process, which can take up to 2 hours. And those folks basically are there to help the families, get them from station to station, answer their questions, and just be of general assistance. Our core stations are the stations that every child visits. Again, starting with some physical developmental screening, we use the CDC growth chart for height and weight. Our health department does lead screening. We have vision from Prevent Blindness Florida, and then conduct hearing screening with our school district hearing van. Overall development is really the most important station. This is really the foundation of the screening. We have 10 to 12 screeners that are divided into two stations, one screening birth to three and the other screening the 3 to 5 year olds. The domains are language, fine and gross motor skills, problem solving, and social emotional development. The instruments that we use for the 3 to 5 year olds, we typically use the Brigance. We have historically used the Denver for 0 to 3, but are now transitioning to the BDI-2. And when children are referred for further evaluation, we refer them to our Part C early intervention program for birth to three, which is called Early Steps, or our school district child find program, the special education pre-K for the 3 to 5 year olds. Sometimes a child will pass overall development, but there still are concerns about their speech or articulation or behavior. And at that point, they may visit a couple of what we call specialty stations. We have licensed speech-language pathologists in the language and articulation station that do a speech-language screener. And then we administer the ASQSC at the social-emotional station. So after the families have gone through all of these stations, one of the facilitators will escort them to wrap-up, where we have 5 to 6 social workers. One of those social workers will meet with the family, review the screening results with them. They fill out a summary form that has all the results and the referrals, and then they might help them fill out program applications when it's appropriate. The summary form is provided to, a copy of the summary form is provided to the parent and to the programs that the child's being referred to, and then we also send a copy to the pediatrician. And ultimately, it is the parental choice whether they decide to follow with our recommendation. And this is just a copy of the summary form that we have that shows all the screening results and all the referrals. And here are the program applications are with Child Find, Head Start, and then the community resource tables. We have our health insurance, and the library is usually represented there. I have a lot of pre and post activities. This is a full-time job for those dedicated staff. A lot of preparation and then back-end data entry. But our program outcomes for last year, the number of children that were screened at these site-based events were 758, and then the total rescreened through those three mechanisms, the telephone, home visits, and the site, was almost 2,000. 75% of the children at the site were referred to services, And overall, three venues, 90% were. And that 90% reflects the fact that with our telephone screenings, we do a lot of direct referral. And so you can see that our program facilitates a lot of community connections. Well, clearly this is a large operation and it requires a lot of partners and the involvement of multiple systems. There's no one program that can do this by itself. So that's why collaboration is so important. We're able to maximize limited resources. We can provide more comprehensive screening because we have trained professionals from multiple disciplines. The linkages to services are better because the people that are providing the screening are more knowledgeable about each other. And it just supports broader community engagement. We're able to screen a very diverse population of children. A little bit about the history. We were launched over 20 years ago. And at that time, ECC was a volunteer membership agency only. We didn't manage any programs. At that first event, 23 children were screened. Twice annually, these events were scheduled initially, and then over the years, they increased to 3 to 4 times per year, and then monthly. And again, it was supported only by volunteers. There was no dedicated staff. And then over the years, the Children's Board has paid staff. Starting in 1991, we hired our first screening coordinator. The school district has provided an enormous amount of in-kind support, and they actually house the office space where our staff are. And then Children's Future Hillsboro today provides administrative oversight with ECC managing the program. And I'll talk to you in a minute more about CFH. So the key partners in this system, cross-system collaboration, are the Early Childhood Council, which represents early intervention and health, the school system. Child Find has mandated screening activities, our local Children's Services Council that funds it, and then Children's Future Hillsboro, which is a network of direct service providers. And the next few slides just talk a little bit about each of those partners. Today, ECC is both a membership organization and we manage 4 early intervention programs. Public school system, we are the 8th largest district in the U.S. The Children's Services Council is 1 of 8 in Florida. Children's Future Hillsboro is somewhat interesting and unique in that it's comprised of 20 organizations that's considered a prototype childhood system of care. And they primarily provide contract management and systems coordination. And here are some of the programs that they oversee, starting with the doula program and NICU screenings, our programs and preschools, and then on through some school-age programs. And those are our screening partners, over 40. We also do quality improvement in a cross-systems approach. We have parent and volunteer feedback surveys. We have an interagency oversight committee. We do some peer review, and we conduct systems-level evaluation. So looking forward, the challenges is that it takes a lot of people to staff one of these events, so ongoing recruitment is always a challenge. Another challenge is the waiting list for evaluation and the early intervention programs. Next steps are to do a little bit more in terms of follow-up, engaging effectiveness of our referrals, and doing more in terms of developmental outcome evaluation. And then opportunities ultimately is to increase the number of children that we screen. And we do that by providing training to agencies in the community who might be able to do their own screening and to help other communities who are interested in developing across system collaborative programs similar to ours. So to that end, I welcome you to contact me directly for more information.